We love Amazon. I think everyone that listens regularly knows this, that magical smiling package.
It's so convenient.
I know.
And seriously, when you see the little smiley face, I love it when the delivery gent or woman like actually puts it so the smiley is facing out. You don't have to do that, but it's a really nice touch.
Yeah. Well, talking about delivery options for Amazon, there's a new one. They announced on Tuesday that a new service is going to be offered.
Okay.
They will deliver right to your car.
To your car?
Yeah. A new service that gives its couriers access to a person's vehicle for the purpose of leaving package deliveries inside.
Hopefully not while it's moving, because I'm picturing one of those like scenes from cinema where it's like you're going at 80 miles an hour. They're trying to flip the package. Probably not, I'm guessing.
It says, rather than use smart locks and cloud-connected camera to gain entry, Amazon wants to use the connected technologies embedded in many modern vehicles today. The company is launching the new service in partnership with two major automakers, General Motors and Volvo.
Okay.
And we'll be rolling it out in 37 cities in the U.S. First and foremost,
it seems a bit Big Brother to me.
It really does. First and foremost, though, I'm not going to be able to do this for like at least 10 years because my vehicles are too
not
old.
New enough. See, I was reading a little bit about this before too, and I think it was like, oh, model year is 2015 or newer. I'm like, honestly, it's probably going
to
be a long time until I own a 2015 vehicle.
Yeah, probably.
But good for you if you do.
Good for you if you do. They'll just leave it right in your car. So, the convenience factor, what a magical age we live in, right? I mean,
they're going to like drone deliver it to your car. So, like, if you have a craving for cupcakes, you can now like prime that within 15 minutes.
Leave them in there. Yeah.
Don't enable me, Amazon.
Yeah. Right to your car.
They're always thinking of new things.
I want to know how they know where your car is parked. How do they deliver it to the right car? I mean,
satellites and robots.
They put trackers on me, I'm sure. They put trackers
in
those
packages. They know where we are.
They know. They're scary.
It kind of depends. Yeah,
we'll see.
Like, seriously, it's both exciting and it's like,
frightening.
This is really creepy. So do with that info what you will.
Yeah. Next time. If you have a car that can do this, let us know how that goes for you. I'd be very interested.
Yeah. I was just excited that now they're doing like one day delivery in Eau Claire.
Right? We love pizza as much as we love Amazon, which we were talking about a little while ago. Well, pizza gets delivered by Domino's, and now they're rolling out a whole fun new program, friends, which is where you don't have to be at home to have pizza delivered to you. They have developed over 150,000 hotspots, as they call them, or places that don't have a traditional address that they will deliver to. These places are things like parks, beaches, sports fields, all of those places. And let me tell you, Eau Claire is full of them.
So full I went of hot spots where you can get Domino's delivered.
So I went on this a couple of days ago, actually, because I was like, oh, cool, whatever, you know. Looked around. Oh, my goodness. Going back on this site today, so many hot spots in Eau Claire.
Such as?
Such as the library.
Okay.
Police station.
Who wouldn't enjoy a slice in a book?
Are you allowed to eat?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe you could sit outside.
But the library. Altoona Beach.
Okay.
You know, lots of the parks, like, every school, I didn't realize how many schools were in Eau Claire and Altoona. Every school is now a hotspot, as are all of the dorms.
So all the high schoolers are just like, no, I don't want to eat this lunch today. I'm going to order pizza. And
right.
So
my favorite that I have found so far, though, is the Banbury Bridge.
Please.
You know the bridge by Banbury Place?
Yeah.
You can get pizza delivered to the Banbury Bridge.
Honestly, if you're having photos taken or something like family photos, a very popular spot for photographers, and you're just like, I will bribe my children with pizza to get us through this photo session.
Absolutely. So, yeah, lots of fun hot spots. Anywhere the Children's Museum. Ooh,
well,
that's
think
a
about
nice
some
one.
Of these places, too. It's like, well, I want to take the kids for an outing, but I don't want to have to pack a whole lunch, and I don't necessarily want to drag them. And I mean, pizza. I love pizza not only because it's delicious, but also it's one of the most affordable ways that I can feed my family.
Right.
So when you're talking like eating out, pizza's like the best deal all the time.
Right.
So,
absolutely. So Carson Playground, the playground at Carson
please.
Park. Absolutely. That one sounds fun. The pavilion at Carson Park, Rod and Gun Park. I mean, there's so many hot spots. So
I want to add like this studio. I'm not saying like our address, like 2396 Tally Road. I want to have our studio as in they knock on the window and like put it right through the window so we don't even have to give up.
I think if we started ordering pizza regularly here, they would do that for
us. It probably would be a sign of giving up, actually, if we were so lazy that we had pizza delivered through the window.
I still just want to have pizza delivered to me on the bridge. Can I say, I think that would be the best.
No, that would be a great experience.
Why not?
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.